Penguin Random House Audio presents The Heart of What Was Lost, A Last King of Austin Ard Story by Tad Williams. Read for you by Andrew Wincott. Part 1. The Ruined Fortress. At first, in the flurrying snow, he thought the soldier stumbling in front of him through the icy mud of the Frostmarch Road had been wounded, that the man's neck and shoulders were spattered with blood. As he steered his horse around the hobbling figure, he saw that the blobs of red had a regular shape and pattern, like waves. He reined up until the soldier was limping beside him.
"Where did you get that?" Porto asked. "That scarf!"
The soldier, thin and several years younger than Porto, only stared up at him and shook his head.
"I asked you a question. Where did you get it?"
"My mother wove it for me. Piss off!"
Porto settled back in his saddle, amused.
"Are you really a Harborsider? Or is your mother a bit blind?"
The younger soldier looked up at him with a blend of confusion and irritation. He thought he was being insulted, but wasn't sure.
"What do you know about it?"
"More than you do, as it turns out, because I'm from the rocks, and we've been drubbing you lot at town ball for centuries."
"You're a shoro? A geezer?"
"And you're a dogfish, dim as can be. What's your name?"
The young foot soldier looked him over carefully. The two waterfront neighborhoods, Setros, as they were called in Ancis Palapé, the largest city on Pedrus.